Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the MedCurity Podcast, where it is our goal to help you and your organization avoid HIPAA breaches and keep your organization secure and safe from cyber attacks. We will continue on and finish this series that we have been on for the last couple weeks, outlining the HHS's upcoming cybersecurity strategy for the healthcare sector, specifically their cybersecurity performance goals, CPGs. We have been over the essential goals laid out. We're halfway through the enhanced goals that have been laid out. The 16th goal is detecting and responding to relevant threats, tactics, techniques, and procedures, TTPs. This involves ensuring that your organization is able to secure entry and exit points to its network with endpoint protection. This looks like defining clear and concise procedures around detected threats, continually monitoring your systems to identify any suspicious or threatening behavior, things of that nature. The 17th performance goal, network segmentation. This is strategically segmenting and separating critical assets on the network to minimize access and movement by those threat actors after a compromise. By dividing the network, this helps keep important parts separated and lowering the chance of a whole network being compromised in the case of a breach. 18th goal is centralized log collection. Centralizing your security logs together in one location helps an organization manage that information better, access it quicker, sift through and assess that data, spot trends, increase cost effectiveness, and respond faster to incidents. Goal number 19, centralized incident planning and preparedness. This is ensuring that your organization has a cybersecurity incident response plan and that you are consistently maintaining this plan, running through drills and updating it. And last but not least, cybersecurity performance goal number 20, configuration management. This looks like defining and standardizing system setups across your organization. The goal here is to reduce complexity and potential security gaps, which tend to reveal themselves with added complexity. The goal here is also to facilitate a faster, more effective response to vulnerabilities and incidences when they occur. And that brings us to the end of our series on the new cybersecurity performance goals. Hopefully this was helpful for you in your journey towards greater compliance for your organization. Stay tuned. We're going to start a new series next week. Feel free to reach out on LinkedIn or via our website. Thanks for joining us, and we will see you next time.